Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that's all about
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
There's a fine line between tough and crazy, and you're flirting with it.
Joining me, as always, is the charming Diane Brierley.
Oh, he's completely lost his mind.
And the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Please let me in.
Poor little Ross, nobody lets him in. Engineering the show as always, twisting buttons, pushing knobs, making sure we stay on the air. The incomparable, the talented, and very, very creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Sounds like an axe murderer. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is the show that deals with all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send us a question about any relational issue. Actually, you can send us a question about anything for all that matter. We don't care. And we will do our best to answer it. The rule is very simple. You get to stay anonymous. We get to be brutally honest. That's how it works. Don't get mad. Don't boo-hoo. Don't have a cow. Don't hate us. Don't get all... This is the way the show works. If you want someone to be very nice and thoughtful and considerate of your feelings, email a different show. Don't do this one. Do you listen to the show, people? So, anyway, we will do our best to give you the best answer that we can based on the information that we have, which is often faulty anyway. But here's your chance to shoot across an idea and say, what will these crazy people think? And we'll tell you what we think. And there you have it.
There you are. The article today is actually from your friend Maggie Gallagher.
I know Maggie.
Yes, I know you do.
We were going to have her on the show. We just never got around to it. I still got. I
never gotten around to having several people that you said you were going to have.
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, we are no longer taking people to come on this show
to sit in for the day as visitors.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's no more room.
We rent no cameras. Room at the inn. Yeah.
There's no more room at the inn because now we got these cameras and stuff. We're still tweaking, trying to get everything ready so we can start video streaming the program for all of six people. Probably that'll actually take the time to watch it. But anyway, we're going to do that. And with all that and stuff, there's just everywhere in this room is a camera, is a light, is a tripod, it's a something. So we don't have that available anymore. So there you have it.
So the lucky few who got in on that deal.
Yes.
You'll go down in history. There you are. All right. So anyway, this is from Maggie Gallagher. You will like this one. The title says, "Warning, your romance may be dangerous to your kids." For more than 20 years, social scientists have consistently found that children do better raised by their mothers and fathers united in marriage. For most of that time, policymakers have focused on the problem of father absence, as it is a real problem. Very few boys and girls have involved loving, supportive fathers if the man that made them is not married to their mama. But a new crop of research is challenging the idea that the main or only problem with the decline of marriage is the absence of fathers. An equally big or even bigger problems may be the churning romantic lives of unmarried and divorced mothers.
Do you think?
Somebody say amen, amen,
amen.
I was thrilled when I found this article.
You single moms out there flirting and dating, and oh, this will be good for my kids. You're freaking the willies out of them.
A new study in the July 2011 issue of Sociology of Education looked at how partnership instability affected children's well-being at the age of five. Now, if they're just little rugrats and it's affecting them. Imagine if they're 10 and 12 and 15 and you're doing this.
And they
this.
Start to really get it.
Right, and they really know what mom's doing That's and what's right. going on. So they gave these moms a checklist asking how often the child does things like attacks others, screams, sulks, is suspicious, bullies, disobedience, all sorts of other things, running away from home, stealing. There's a whole list of different things that they do. And then attention problems that the kids have at school, trouble getting along with others, jealousy, all of these lists of things. And they say the results are striking. It is not just cohabitation that puts children at risk, which is the big study that's come out this summer, is how dangerous cohabitation is for kids. They say it's also the dating instability as well. We found that both types of partnership instability, co-residential and dating, are associated with lower verbal ability and more of these problems that the kids demonstrate. The study is the first to provide strong empirical evidence that dating transitions are similar to marital and cohabiting transitions in terms of their association with children's school readiness, I guess, and other social problems. The dating lives of mothers who are not married when their children are born are particularly tumultuous, as the researchers note. Half of children born to unmarried parents experience three or more changes by age five. These findings suggest that children born into alternative family forms are at a significantly higher risk for both academic and behavioral problems at age of school entry. Here's the bottom line. When mothers' romantic lives churn, babies and children's lives churn too. Mothers, marriage matters because it restrains our romantic yearnings and our romantic losses. The restless search for soulmates is not really compatible with making your child feel he or she is the center of your world and infinitely beloved. New partners, whether Lotharios, lovers, or even husbands, are often bad for your children because they subdivide your time, attention, and emotional energy. How does marriage help protect your children? Here's a brand new scientific finding. Among other reasons, marriage restrains your mama drama. I love this
that
article.
That is great.
Love
the
love,
mama drama.
Love it.
And there is so much drama in the dating process.
Oh, turmoil.
And we've talked about how creepy it would be if you think about it, if your mom was dating when you were a kid. Of course, that was the case for...
was my case.
Yeah.
But you know what? This makes and perfect sense, though, because, you know, if I look back, maybe there was a greater reason for a lot of my preteen rebelliousness and detachment.
Yep.
If this was really, you know, watching this kind of thing going on all the time, all, you know, as I look back, sure.
Well, and you said your mom didn't have the time and the attention. Her time and attention was for getting pretty and going out and these other guys and this and that. And
absolutely. But yet still trying to, you know, provide for us. But still, right. We could definitely tell that her attentions were to be seen. You know, so, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is interesting
gracious.
What it says about age five.
And this is all only on mothers with children up to age five. Now, imagine, like I said, 10, 12, 15 years of age. What's it doing to these kids?
Yep. Well, I was four when my parents divorced, and that, you know, drastically affected me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, the age thing is very...
Oh, my
See,
gracious.
My, I don't know how old I was when my parents divorced, but I had no recollection of it. And it, as far as I know, did not affect me in any way, shape, or form. My older brother...
You don't know what age you were, though? You really don't know?
No, I don't remember. Maybe I was two or three, maybe.
Wow.
So but the other thing is, you weren't bounced back and forth, like, weekends to weeks to here to there between your parents.
No, but my point is, my older brother never recovered. And he must have been four or five.
Mm-hmm. See, that was my age. And I remember it as night and day.
He never, to this day...
Never recovered from that experience.
With the
it just did something to him that he couldn't overcome.
It's just sad. I mean, how sad is that, man?
It is crazy. I remember one of the times. Thank God, you know, I've had an opportunity to have restoration with my father. But you know, there was a time when I was 4 years old, living in Marshfield, Wisconsin. He came up and did Christmas and walked out on Christmas Eve, never to be seen again.
That's how your dad left.
One of the times, yeah. He reinserted
himself.
Oh, he
left and came back and left and came back. And it was Christmas Eve and adios.
Boom, gone by.
All gone.
Yeah, sad.
It is. Oh, but you can see how it really mars, you know, the ability for someone to begin to do life right with that kind of baggage.
Yep.
Good Lord in heaven.
Now, some kids do better and work their way through it, and they're not a mess. I'm just saying, I know a lot of people it was very, very traumatic for.
Yep.
It wasn't for me only because I was so young. I have no recollection. Right. I have no sense of daddy left me or any of that kind of thing. But to this day, to this day, my older
brother
is still reeling from those issues.
Yeah.
So I found it interesting when it said, you know, as early as five. Yeah, certainly been my experience.
Yep, absolutely.
Raise your children.
Yeah. Stop this dating. Stop this men in and out. Stop
mom.
This. You want your soulmate. You want to be happy.
Man, how many women are out there doing the mama drama?
Oh.
You say, well, what do I do? You know, I'm single now. And I, you know, well, sweetheart, should have thought about that before you became a mama. Mm-hmm.
These are the types of moms, and too, and maybe even fathers too, but when they're playing this kind of a lifestyle, I wonder what kind of a parent they are. Are they the parent or are they the best friend because they are looking for approval of their lifestyle from their kids?
I would say they probably are a bit of the friend, not the parent. Well, they're not even around to really be the parent. They don't have time to deal with their parenting role. They don't have time to deal with homework and discipline or all kinds of things because they're all about the next hot date that they're going on.
Trolling, trolling, trolling. Mama's got trolling, trolling.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sad.
All right. Well, we will come back with your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true, but it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?
Apparently any girl will do.
Anybody, I'm a pretty good guy. And it looks decent, wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide. And I don't understand why I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?
Two-step song.
The sun goes down, just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?
Unfortunately, I got one already, so I don't have that problem. You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, show all about love, marriage, and relationships, taking your emails.
First email says, I am so lost. My husband and I have been together for 9 years and married for almost five. My husband just told me last week he doesn't think he wants to be married anymore. He says that he is unhappy. We do have some problems in our marriage. I know things aren't easy, but I love him so much. He thinks we would be better as friends. We have a son who is four, and I'm not just worried about me. He says we can go talk to someone to compromise, but he really doesn't want to work on us. He tells me I'm a good person, and he blames mostly himself for our marriage being where it is.
He
is a soldier and has been through a lot. I know the stress of his job and everyday life is a huge reason why he is so unhappy. I've never thought our marriage would get to this point. I haven't been able to function. I really need help to save our marriage. This feels like my last hope. He's my best friend, and I'm so scared to lose him.
Do we still have that letter yes. on the website? Where's that at?
It is under the articles and studies. If you go under
to laughyourway.com.
No, the radio. It's on the radio side.
Oh, it's on the radio side. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark Gunger Show. Mm-hmm.
Go okay. to the articles and studies button.
Yes.
And then under the heading of divorce, there is an article, second from the bottom, that says, "Those aren't fighting words, dear."
This is one of the best examples of how to deal with a situation what you're dealing with. Or is this lady just flat out refused to accept mm-hmm. or respond to the idea of a man who obviously is going through a midlife crisis, which sounds like your husband's doing.
He's got some PTSD issues, I think. She said she's a Christian, he's not, that he's really lost his way after he saw awful things being a soldier.
I'm sure.
And doesn't understand how God could let those things happen. So he's really having a crisis
God,
of life.
First of all, God had nothing to do with it. But that's a whole theological debate you can mm-hmm. have with him some other time. God, just, you know, I mean, just reach over and punch him in the face once. And say, well, did God let you do that?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I
just
know.
Because I slap you doesn't mean God had to do it. Just because some idiot goes around and kills people and torments people and go to war. People are like, oh, it's God. And God's like, what are you talking about? I got nothing to do with it. You know, these are people. This is
free will,
free
evil.
Free will. That's exactly what
sin.
It is. So, but anyway, you know, God bless your husband. We're suggesting go to this article and read this article, and we won't reread it because mm-hmm. people listen to the show, you know. I've heard it already, but it's a great article that will encourage you. Oftentimes, the best way you can help somebody through with a situation like that is not to react to it. She's reacting to it.
Yes.
She's falling apart.
Yes.
Oh, no. He wants to leave. I love him. What am I going to do?
And that's the worst thing sometimes that you can do.
Yeah. Because in this article, you read about this lady who, the way she handled it, she didn't respond to it at all and just said, listen, what have you got to do? But she said, no. We're not going to divorce. No.
Nope.
You don't get to leave. No.
Nope.
What do you need? Need some time?
Do what you need to do. Okay.
It's a great article.
We're going to be here for you.
Read this article. Mm-hmm. This is our answer for you. And anybody out there who hasn't heard the answer before, never heard it, then you go read it as well. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a fabulous way that a woman would respond to a man going through crisis, midlife in his years, whatever it is. I don't know if I love you anymore. I just want to be friends. I need to move on. And don't freak out to it. Don't acknowledge it and don't mm-hmm. Accommodate it.
Mm-hmm.
He will work his way through it. Assuming you don't freak.
Yeah.
So go
because
to that
Because sometimes
article.
The freaking just makes the whole thing take on a life of its
sure.
own and
yeah.
it spins out of control.
Yep, yep, yep. So there.
Okay. The next email says, I love the show and have been listening ever since it began way back when it was a two-hour, once-a-week show. And haven't missed one yet.
Since it was a two-hour show.
Once a week when you used to do it with Debbie
back.
Chavez.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah,
Tuesdays for 2 hours. So
yeah,
he's been listening
right.
since the beginning.
Wow. Boy.
That was only for the first few months. And then you went daily to another right. format. Okay, he says, I think I have an argument for you and the gang to mediate. My wife's, no, this is not them, but it's some friends of theirs that they're arguing about. My wife's friend was dating a guy for about 2 months, and then he simply broke it off because college was starting up again, which was detrimental to her since this was her first real boyfriend. So first real boyfriend, then he just dumps her. My wife and I agreed that it was a lame excuse to break up, saying that school was starting.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the argument my wife and I have. My wife is mad at him because he should have told her the real reason why he broke up with her. My argument
was
cut the guy. I don't know what the real reason was. He just wasn't
She's too
interested.
Fat. She's not too fat.
But that apparently the starting college was an excuse. My
right.
argument was cut the guy some slack. He probably just didn't see a future with her and didn't want to date her anymore, and he came up with some lame excuse. My wife sees it as he's lying to her. The way I see it, it's not his duty to dump her and then tell her why she sucks. Do you think he should have told her the real reason why he broke up with her?
All right. Ross, we'll start with you.
No.
Okay, so he should not have told her. Okay. All right, one no. Diane?
It's hard because it depends what the real reason was.
If it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Why?
Because if it's something mean and hurtful and terrible,
well, let's
or...
Maybe
she's just obnoxious or she's got bad breath or...
Yeah, but then it would help her know for the next time,
maybe
you know,
she's
why.
Too
because, you know, we've heard from these
maybe
people
she's
that...
Maybe she's not perfectly physical. Maybe one boob is bigger than the other.
Well, he should know that. But you know, we hear these.
People are so dumb. They go, the craziest reasons that they don't like somebody. Okay,
these, but these people will. They can't. This one dumps them, and this one dumps them, and this one dumps them, and it's like, well, what's the matter with me? What? Maybe
but that's not
if
the case.
Was,
you said it's her first one.
Well, this is true. Oh, if it is her first one, okay, then no, he shouldn't tell her. Sorry, I missed that part.
Boy, that's a quick answer.
I forgot that it was the first one. If it's the first one, no, don't devastate her and tell her if there's some bad reasons. Just,
it's a bad case of halitosis.
No, yeah. Just starting up for school, that should be good.
All right, mm-hmm. Okay, so that's two no's. What about...
Timmy.
Tim, are you listening to the show?
I am listening, yes.
Is he listening?
I don't know if he actually heard it, because he, believe it or not, he is doing things back mm-hmm. there. All right, so Tim, here's the story. This guy breaks up with this girl.
They were only dating for 2 months.
Only 2 months. And then he said, and they broke up. And now...
I would say no, he doesn't have to.
His wife is saying, well, he should tell her why she broke up. Do you think he should or shouldn't?
No.
No.
Okay, so that's three. Three no's. And then finally, the only one that really counts, which
that's
is,
right.
of course, my opinion, I concur.
No.
Is a no. So your wife, lovely though she may be, is wrong. I wouldn't tell her that if I were you.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
don't tell her that you emailed. Don't tell her that we're on your side.
No, no,
don't
no,
tell
he can
her
do
that,
that
she's wrong. No.
No, no, just don't go up to her and say, yeah, wrong. But play back the show to her and say, okay, no. Listen, I asked the psychos in Wisconsin
mm-hmm.
and see if she thinks it was fair. And if, dear, if you think that the way he presented it was not fair and we're missing some vital piece of information, you can email us and give us your side of it, and we can take it before the jury and see. But right now...
Circumstances being what it is, 2 months, first boyfriend, I would say no. 2 years, yes, you should probably give her more than school
starting.
Yeah,
but
two starting.
Months.
Two months, no.
This is unanimous.
I wonder if she was already like
all four of us hardly agree
ring.
About anything.
No.
So here's four of us all agreeing that the guy should not have said anything to her other than just, I'm going back to school, and it's not his obligation to dump on this girl one way or the other. It's only 2 months. He doesn't owe her anything.
She sounds
it's not like
they've
been dating for a year or two or had children.
If you're dating me for 2 years, you better tell me more than it's time to go back to school. But at 2 months, what the heck?
But what if you really don't want to know the truth?
What do you mean? After two years, you owe me a little bit more than school starting. I don't have time for you.
First of all, anyone dating for two, three, four years should be slapped upside the head.
That's what
anyway.
I mean. At 2 years, you should be asking
me
to marry you.
Move it on.
Not telling me that you're dumping me to go back to school. That would be a little ridiculous.
So you, sir, have won this argument as far as we are concerned. Again, play this for your wife. Just don't go, nah, because you'll probably punch you in the face. So, anyway.
Which would be warranted if that's how you do it.
That's what you do. You deserve the slug.
Then we will
the
say that you deserve to be punched in the face, and you'll lose that vote. So now, I'm just saying to your missus, listening to the show, if she thinks that what you said, you didn't tell him the whole story. Okay, give it to
the
us.
Whole story.
And we will appeal to a higher court, which is also us.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to the appellate court.
We're also the appeals court, and we're also the Supreme Court.
Yes.
So you can't take it through the appellate process. But at this point, we would say your husband's right, and you need to chill and just let it be. All right?
Well, and if just 2 months, this poor girl's that devastated first boyfriend or not.
Well, that's bad news anyway.
That's
not
good. It's very bad.
Yeah, you need to talk
good.
To her.
At 2 months, you need to be able to let those people come and go out of your life. You can't.
If she's that, listen, if she's that sensitive, you need to get down in a praying position with her, with your knees down, and then take her head and shove it in the toilet! And give her a swirly!
Sounds like the girl needs to get some self-confidence issues.
Well, it's amazing how many times we hear from these people, males or females, who glom on so intensely and so quickly to these people and these relationships.
I know, after 2 months.
They're so serious. After 2 weeks, after
3 weeks.
Oh,
yeah, we've got that. I don't know how I can live without her. We've only been dating for 2 weeks.
I've never experienced that in my life. I mean,
honestly. Well,
that's
because you never met me.
Oh,
if you would have met me, clearly in about 45 minutes, you'd say, I can't live without you.
Really? I've known you for 9 years, and I'm pretty sure I could live without you.
Wow.
I love you, but I could live without you. Hey, what is it? If it wasn't for you, there'd be another, so...
Yeah!
Somebody else could make my life miserable and make
me
laugh,
said.
Too. So there you are. That Tim Minchin song.
All right,
for you, there'd
so much for
be somebody else. So
getting
much for your
slammed.
Self-esteem.
All right, good. There, let us know how that went out. We actually finally got someone to send us.
Yes.
I would love
I like
it
those. The 90%
of our show.
I do
wish
too.
Our show would be 90%. That would be more fun.
Marriage up.
And then
would
we wouldn't be so mean.
It wouldn't be so stressful.
I know. We're so mean because we get people sending us the craziest emails on earth.
Yeah. If you send us
on
those.
Stuff that's obviously nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, what would I have to do to change the show so that was helping couples wrestle out arguments?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Then we can come up with a prize
real
for the
simple
winner or something.
Ones. Like, my husband wants me to buy Hebrew National hot dogs, and I want to buy Oscar Mayer hot dogs. What do you three think? I would like those kinds of arguments
go
much better.
Go for the
better.
Hebrew National.
Ooh, that's what I would say, because I like those. But anyway, we want easier questions,
I
people.
Think as long as it's just you used yellow mustard is all that matters.
No.
Dude, no. Remember what you say about a turd? You can spray paint it.
No, yellow. Listen.
Yellow mustard makes anything taste good.
The only purpose of a hot dog is to use yellow mustard.
What kind of mustard, though? Yellow? Just yellow? Plain
yellow.
Or Dijon?
No,
are we talking about?
Not Dijon. No, we're talking plain yellow French's.
I've learned that about him
mustard.
By now. The that yellow is, French's mustard.
When you die and go to heaven, all of the bratwursts there have yellow mustard.
In your mansion, but not mine.
Mine have ketchup.
An array of
no, okay, now that's the
ketchup.
Worst thing.
Mine have ketchup. Although
no,
I have learned
no,
to eat them
dogs.
Without
I love
ketchup.
Hot dogs.
Sauerkraut.
I do too.
When I was at the USO concert with Trace Adkins, and they were giving away free hot dogs as fast as you can grab them.
Uh-huh.
And some people came and said, oh, we got a couple of hot dogs for you. And I turned it down. And I love hot dogs. They put ketchup all over it. I didn't want to get them one for the ketchup.
So I like ketchup.
So, end of the thing, I went and grabbed one and put some mustard on it. Then it was glorious. You don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
Yes.
It's immoral.
No, it's not.
It should be a law against it.
I think if you have sauerkraut,
45 days
and
hard
mustard,
labor
you're good.
For anyone who puts ketchup on a hot dog.
Do you eat ketchup on anything?
Hamburgers.
No,
which is really bizarre because your family, I've known people that'll put it on anything.
Parts of my family will put a bottle,
yes,
an entire bottle of ketchup on one French fry.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You know.
But not on a hot dog. It's just not right.
No, ketchup goes
and
on hot dogs for
me. Bratwurst. There again, no ketchup. It should be illegal.
I can do bratwurst without ketchup.
I think there's all these new flavors
mustard.
Of mustards that are totally... You know, for the
oh, that's because you're
refined,
a girly man.
For the refined palate.
Oh, yeah.
Those who have grown palate. Beyond French's yellow mustard.
I'm not a big
I
mustard fan.
I love yellow French's yellow mustard.
Not a big mustard
fan. I like it, too.
That's a blessing to my soul. I just love that stuff. That's why I like bratwurst. Just like you have a big mustard rush.
This man will not even do a brat and
so anyway, if you have an argument that you would like someone else to weigh in. You know, you think more people get on it because all couples argue.
About
you
silly
all
listen
to all of you got to argue over the stupidest things on earth. Let us in on it. We'd love to hear what they are.
Mm-hmm.
In the meanwhile, if you have the normal crazy emails, send them to us. We'll still give them a shot and we will pick up with more of your emails right after this.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Sanger.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit cards.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this four-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
Stuck on you. Been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way.
On my way.
So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, relationships, arguments, whatever. Then you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com, and we'll do our best to opine upon them.
Next email says, "Hi guys, I just discovered this show a week ago and I love it already. In fact, I accidentally used about half of our internet usage in about 3 days downloading the podcasts. I am wondering, how long should you date a person before you get married to them? I am in my teens, so marriage is
exactly 37 hours and 25 minutes.
No." She says she's in her teens, so marriage is a couple of years off yet, but I don't want to get it wrong. I'm thinking about 1.5 to 2 years. Is that about right?
Yes.
That is absolutely correct,
absolutely,
my dear.
Correct. I like her. Ding, 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 ding.
1.5 to 2 years.
How old is she?
She just said in her teens.
Probably 16.
Yeah, she just said in her teens.
Now, what did she say about the 17. How much she downloads what? What was that?
She said they used about half of our internet usage in 3 days downloading the podcasts. I'm sure your parents appreciated
really?
That, darling.
Yeah.
What?
That's
What's
great.
Going on?
Don't
Who
worry,
used up
send
all
the bill
internet?
To Mark Gunger.
I love that we have so many young people
we
that
do.
Listen to the show.
We do.
There's
we have a lot
of
teenager... Mm-hmm, teenagers
and
listening.
And I just wonder, I'm surprised we don't traumatize them. You know, it's probably helpful that they actually hear crazy.
Yeah.
And they can think, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah.
And if anything, that's why we go off so much on these emails and stuff like that. And a lot of times, we're not even trying to answer
right.
people's emails as just deal with an issue that we know people will face.
And one of them had written in something about it's grown-up advice delivered in a juvenile way, and that's why that they liked it. It was something like that. So you have some that's appeal awesome.
Yeah,
to teenagers.
Yeah, that would be right. I was accused once at the Smart Marriage Conference
yes,
in
you were.
Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. of being
sophomore.
Sophomoric.
That's indeed exactly
and
what
I,
you are.
I said, and they meant it as an insult.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I took it as a badge of honor.
Yes.
It was. You like that very
He's a
much.
Bit sophomoric. Really? I didn't think I'd get that far. Well, I thought it was more like junior high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
You're
funny.
A bit seventh grade-ish. That's about the age, seventh grade.
What am I then? Come on.
I think that you're probably a bit more sophomoric.
Thank you.
You're probably
you think
the sophomore. A little. Well, yeah.
Ross,
sometimes he
I'm a little
be.
Bit more
He's a little
mature
bit,
and more well thought Ross through Allen. And not so impulsive. And
by the way, you know how many people, I tell you this from time to time, but it's amazing how often... Even when we were in Germany, people listened to this show.
Yes.
And they all just pine that you guys were there.
Oh, see, everybody wants to see us too, Ross.
They would. They do.
Where's
oh,
Ross?
Is Ross here? Is Diane here? Oh, I would so love to see them.
Because I think people assume that we go every place together, that when you go, that we all go. And
no.
we don't. You
no,
just go.
No, we get taken to the pound.
And you leave us behind.
Or the kennel.
We should do a radio tour.
That would be fun.
We'll all go on a, once we get up to like, you know, 12 listeners.
12.
And really go crazy then.
Mm-hmm. Go to do the show live on location from here or there.
It would be really fun.
Oh, that would be fun. See, now I would love to do the show live from like Germany or.
Yeah. But that would require hauling
Botswana
our butts along.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you guys would work for free, I could afford to do that.
That's right. If we just work for free, then he'll take us everywhere.
Yeah. See? It'd be obvious. That would be fabulous. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay,
right.
Another dating email. She says, I have a situation that I am not sure what to do with. First, I am a reborn Christian of 6 years. I have been listening to your podcast for over 5 months now, and like you always say, you are brilliant. Emphasis on brilliant.
Brilliant!
I have always believed in the sanctity of marriage even before being reborn. I have always had a strong morality, and even though I didn't have a strong faith, I felt it was wrong to have sex before marriage because my parents taught me well.
Good for them.
I am a 36-year-old virgin. Yes, if I could have married before now, I would have. Mm-hmm. But she's dating now. About 15 months ago, I started 15 months ago, I started dating a 30-year-old Christian man from the church in the ministry we are volunteering in together. We have not had sex and do believe in waiting for marriage for it. I know you say after dating a year, there should be a ring on my finger.
Yep.
Well, here is the issue. So let me know if I should get him to man up or keep waiting.
He's gay.
No.
Oh. He wants to be gay.
No. No, there's the word gay is
not. He's not interested
in
sex.
Well, he's
he knows somebody who's gay.
Can I read it? Or are you just going to play guessing games for the remainder?
I know there's
something
there. Yes, for a while.
Go ahead, guess. No, I'll just sit here and wait.
Come on.
Okay. He comes from a very impoverished home and barely makes ends meet just living with his parents at home.
Mm-hmm.
He is currently living with his parents still. She has written after that, and helps to pay a lot of their bills since they are both on disability. He says he doesn't like his job, but is doing nothing to change the situation.
I don't like my job. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. He was brought up in a very isolated way and knows very little about the real world, one of those overprotected Christian boys.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the main breadwinner in this union as I make good money. I worry that I may be settling in...
How good?
I didn't ask that. She just makes good money.
She makes really good money. We could put the word out.
Okay.
And, you know, you never know.
Get some creepy guy to marry her for her money.
If she's got some real cash, you never know.
Yeah. I wouldn't advise that. Anyway, she says, I worry that I may be settling giving my age, and you know the TikTok biological clock.
Trace Adkins has a song. Was it Next Time I'm Marrying for Money?
Yeah. That would be about right. I would consider that.
Well, see.
Too bad I don't know anybody
who
hasn't.
Hey, she's got cash. Maybe she's really rich.
No thing if you ain't got no bling.
That's right.
Dwap, dwap, dwap.
Maybe she's got all kinds of bling.
Yeah.
You got to just get the bling out there, sweetheart.
Listen.
Are you going to get to this or what?
She says, I do love this man, but I worry I may be out to fix him.
Uh-huh.
I want to help him, but I'm definitely worried.
You're definitely trying to fix him.
Yes.
But that's normal, sweetheart.
All women
do this.
Worried about potential in-law financial situations that would probably never go away. So I guess I have to decide, do I deserve a swirly? I have been very clear with him about needing to change his situation and that I won't marry him until he can clear up some of his financial mess and or move out and learn what it's like to be a grown-up.
What does he say to that?
Apparently, I don't know. I didn't ask for that. Apparently, he's not going to make any changes. She's laid it down.
Sound like you were going to answer that there for a second, then you just...
No, I was trying to think, did she say anything else? But she didn't. She didn't.
No, I'm not going to give her a swirly. I like this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had screwed on
straight. She did say, and I skipped this because I skipped down to the list that she said, but she said she would have been married before, but... And I don't think that this really matters, but well, I'm one of those not so hot fat gals, is what she says.
It's not easy for me. I'm not so hot. Hey, I know some pretty hot fat gals.
Yes.
People act like fat is not pretty.
She says I don't have low self-esteem. I'm realistic, my self-esteem
is
intact.
There's some hot mamas.
Yes.
They're big old girls. It's attitude. It's all into attitude.
Queen
Latifah. We were just talking about
at
the break. There are some girls. They're all healthy. Healthy. There's nothing lacking. And they're big, and they're glad they're big, and they're smiling, and they're flirty, and they got energy, and they're sexy ladies, man.
But she says guys have not been knocking at her door, and she didn't know what she would have done if they did. So this apparently is the first opportunity that's come along to her, and while it's not so hot, she's not sure whether she should take Mr. Not So Hot because of her biological clock and everything else.
Yeah, which really is ticking, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock,
if you're 36.
If you want that, my question: do you really want to be married?
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to be married, and this guy loves you and wants to marry you, then
he's
marry
your
him.
Best chance.
Then, I'd say go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, just realize this is it. This is for life. You might marry him and be profoundly miserable. In which case, too bad.
Well, and he may not ever change jobs, and he may not.
You
ever
might always
stop
be the
parent thing.
Maybe, you know, I don't know how much money she got. Maybe I'll marry her.
No, you
She's
can't
a real
marry
rich.
Her.
Hey,
you're married
she might
already.
Be a rich hot mama.
You're married already.
Oh, that's
sorry,
right.
there's
sorry
not polygamy
that.
In what we're doing here. So,
but get comfortable. I know a lot of marriages where the wife is
the breadwinner.
Yeah,
and they're perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, if she's okay with all of this,
yeah. But
that
if
she
you're
laid
not,
out,
you know, don't marry him and then beat the crap out of him because you're not making any money.
If none of this changes, will you be okay?
Yes.
If
that's
you can
the
answer
yes,
then marry him.
If everything that you're looking at right now does not change, would you still be happy?
Yeah.
Then, if so, then marry him. If you go, no, I can't be happy if it stays the way it is,
then don't
marry him.
Because you'll be miserable.
Dump his butt and take your flirty little face out there and bat your eyes at somebody else.
And there might be somebody else that comes and knocks on your door, even though so far
you never
they
know.
Haven't.
You never know. But my dear, are not. You are not swirly material. You are above swirly. I think you're fabulous.
Swirly.
I think he's fabulous.
Warranted. You think who's fabulous?
She's a good girl.
Yes. Okay. This email says, my husband's job is slow this time of year, and in early spring, he has a to-do list that goes back since March. So apparently he's got several months of
signed
a to-do list.
Signed, Debbie Gunger.
Yes. Anyway, he's been getting off work 2 to 3 days a week at noon because it's slow right now, but instead of doing the to-do list, he goes fishing. She says, I don't care that he goes fishing. I care that he's not getting things done. So when I went to work today, I loaded up the fishing poles in my van. He called angry at lunch. I received angry text messages saying I was wrong. He was very hateful. He told me not to call him unless it was an emergency. He said he was going to get the computer out of the house because of what I did. I told him if he did that the poles weren't coming home. I found a place for them temporarily. I got home. The computer was here. He checked for his poles. They weren't in the van, so then he loaded up the computer and left. He did end up going fishing anyway, apparently. She said, did I misunderstand something? Did I do something wrong? He took the computer somewhere. Then he came home and took my phone. Eventually, he talked to his dad, and the dad talked some sense into him. He came in, put the phone on the counter, and put some other things back that he had put in his van and said, here, you can have your stuff back. I'm sorry I stooped to your level.
Ooh.
He then spent an hour and a half cleaning the shed. So he finally went and did one of the things that was on the list. I put the boys to bed. He came in. I asked for a kiss. He gave it to me and said, you've got what you wanted, but at a price. Meaning the shed got cleaned out and I got my stuff back, but at a price. I still don't know what the price is. He came to bed. I tried to initiate and he went to sleep in the van.
There's the price.
I really hope and wish that Mark Gunger addresses what to do in the aftermath of trying to be a butt-kicking woman. I see what I did taking the fishing poles similarly to what you say those women do to their husbands who play video games for all hours of the night. You've said to trash them. My husband kept fishing and avoiding other obligations, so I took his fishing poles. My husband said I wasn't honoring him by taking his fishing poles. He said we finally had harmony in our marriage, and now we won't because of me and because of what I did. He said I got what I want. He cleaned out the shed, but at what price? He is demanding an apology from me. I asked him to please allow me some time to reflect. He says it was wrong, period, for me to take his fishing poles so that I shouldn't have to think about it. I seriously don't get if this is right or wrong. When you tell women to get rid of the game system if their husband plays all night, is that unscriptural? Is that dishonoring the husband? Please address on your show what to do in the aftermath of things like this.
Can I see if my response would be something you would say?
Yeah.
I would almost be curious to say, you know, if he comes fishing for a little something else, reject the bait and shut him down.
I don't know if he will.
Well, he might.
They're kind of at a little standoff here.
Yeah, he will. I bet he will. In a few days? Absolutely.
Well, she got the shed cleaned, but he's pretty PO'd.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's going to want to get a little something in a few days when he comes looking for a little something.
I don't know.
Is that bad, though? Tit for tat?
What do you think, Diane?
I think that she needs to have somebody who knows how to do this. I think that she's just struggling, like you say, with overreacting and different things like that, that she's heard you say this and maybe she shouldn't have done that. Or I think she's having a hard time drawing the lines and needs somebody to help her do this. Because there's more to the story.
He's like a teenager who's throwing a tantrum.
I know who this is, and I know what other emails have come from
her. Oh, you know who this is?
I mean, I don't know her personally, but there have been other emails that have come in over the course of the show with situations she's dealing with. And I just think there's a lot more to this than just this one little episode, in that she wants to be a butt-kicking
woman.
That's
not fair. Now, then my answer is completely...
Well, I'm sorry. I can't, give you all... Go back and read and tell you all the other emails that she sent in. She's learning to be butt-kicking, but I think is having a hard time. And I don't know... did you warn him about taking the poles? Did you say if you go fishing again, instead of doing the list, the poles are going to be gone? Did you at least give him that heads up? I don't know that all of those things happened. So it could have been sort of a situation that might have been better handled.
But it sounded like she was trying to reward him, for doing the right thing. And, he was very much that, the child throwing a tantrum by saying, there's a price to pay.
It's like, thank you, I took your poles, thank you for cleaning the shed. Here, let's have sex. And he's like, no, forget it, I'm not going to. That's what you're addressing.
Yeah, well, because I don't know all the history like you do.
Yeah. I don't know all of it.
And Mark sits over there quiet.
He's looking for something.
I'm looking for something. I can't find it. I think you're right. I think there's more to it than what we're hearing. So
I was wrong in her
initial. No, I just think this. I don't think this is the kind of thing we can fix.
Right.
No.
I think you need to get some friends that you both trust and talk your issue out through with them and say, what do you think?
Yeah. Because, he talked to his dad, and the dad seemed to talk some sense into him and say, son, look, if you've been doing all this fishing and not doing the list, perhaps he said something, just go home and take care of the shed. So it seemed to talk some sense into him. I don't know. It's like women who say, I did what you said, I left my husband because he left his dirty underwear on the floor. They don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
And I think that she's one of these girls that just doesn't quite get it.
Yeah, unless, it just depends to what level these offenses rise. That's the challenge, because we don't know these people.
And it depends how long things have been going on and how complicated and dysfunctional it is. And then if you come in and start trying to make these drastic changes and do these things, oh my gosh, there's going to be fireworks and the fur's going to fly.
But like I said, she just didn't hide the fishing rods and then just penalize him for the rest of the night. She tried to reconnect with him, which is very, I think...
That was a good thing that she did. I would agree with you, Ross.
So, but if he all of a sudden throws his tantrum and then he comes back in a few days without ever saying sorry or whatever, or manning up to his part of the deal, he comes fishing for a little something-something.
Well, there obviously is more to it.
You don't get to do what happened yesterday.
Obviously, there's more to it. If he got all freaked out, came home, took her phone, took the computer. I mean, that gets a little crazy.
Have
like,
you ever
let's
messed
call
with a man's guns
the
or
police and
fishing rods before?
Taking their, it's like, come on, serious. There's more going on here that he reacted that way. And fine, I'm taking your, and let.
I know.
There's
guys
a little
like this.
More to that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, if their wife ever touched their fishing poles or their guns or anything like that, there would be serious hell to pay in the home.
Well,
seriously.
But I do think, but in that situation, if these guys were doing something or not doing something that the wife wanted, and she said up front, if you don't blah, 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 or if you gave him the ultimatum and said, the poles are going to be gone. I want you to clean the shed. I want you to do these things. It's been sitting here for months. If you don't, you're going to go fishing. I'm going to take your pools.
Apparently,
if she gave
whatever
him
she did,
that,
it got his attention.
Would they freak out about that? Because they
no,
had
because
the
he's
going to
call her bluff. He's going to keep getting away with whatever, and then finally she's going to do it, and he's still going to be just as ticked.
I just think that you can't be doing these sorts of things unless you give him fair warning. That's what I think. I think you have to have fair warning. If she's going to say, clean the shed or I'm hiding your pools, and then he doesn't clean the shed and she hides her poles, I think that's fair. For her just to...
Which is possible. She could have possibly done that.
She could have warned him, and we don't know. If she didn't warn him, then I would say that probably you should have warned him and at least give him the heads up for that and gave him the chance to...
I mean, the guy's just being a jerk.
But there's more to it than...
Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home.
Hear her design?
No, it's country.
Right now, I'm on this lake shore.
Okay, I'm trying to get... So here's this guy. His wife basically says, you either stop fishing or I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So he builds up to this whole thing, and then he comes in with singing.
Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home.
In other words, she's going to leave. She's going to leave. I'm going to fish it anyway.
Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. Oh.
So the whole song is, he's talking about his wife, says, "You quit fishing or I'm leaving." And he goes, "Well, I'm going to miss her when I yes. get home." Oh, it's a very, very funny song. I was trying to play the whole thing. I could have given us this little sample here.
But it is true. I'm serious. I know guys like this from where I come from.
I think they're
a little
nuts,
that.
Man.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think this is where you get family and friends involved.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know, I mean, you got a major fight like this.
Yeah.
That's where you pull in the guns. That's what we're talking about. And get other people involved. And, you know, it's hard for us to make the call unless he's willing to get in. And if he wants to give his side of the thing, then we'll let you know what we think.
Mm-hmm.
But she's wanting to know, did she miss something? And I don't think she kind of did, depending on how you said she's going about it. I mean, if she's trying to establish.
I don't know, man. If I'm fishing all the time, I was going to be hell to pay.
Is she going to warn you?
She would say something to you first.
But she's saying she never warned him at all?
No, there's no indication whether she did or didn't.
Yeah. Did you talk to him? Did you warn him?
Don't you think?
I would think that she's probably been nagging him all along. Clean this and do this and do that.
They had to know. And for him to counter that I'm going to take all your stuff. I think he's an idiot person.
Yes!
Oh, no,
I
agree with you.
I agree with that. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
You know, but I mean, there's nothing we can do for it.
No, I agree.
I mean, she's going to need, I mean, here's the thing about when someone's acting that badly, it should be obvious to everybody.
Right.
So if he won't listen to you,
find somebody who
will. Find some people he will listen to. That's the point. Find some people, get some family, get some friends, get some others, and say, look, he's fishing constantly, he's never around, da 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 da. I did this, and then he took all the computers, he's acting all. Okay, what do you think? What do you think? Who do you think's right?
Don't go to your friends whose husbands are doing the same thing.
Yeah. You know, you got family. You know, sometimes, so what's the deal? If she moves out, then he what? He doesn't care?
I don't know.
He gets to go fishing without all the nagging.
Yeah. I don't know. Because this can destroy a marriage. I've seen guys who do this.
Oh, yes, it can.
They literally are never home. They literally. You know, we had a friend in Marshall who was like that before he got saved, he said.
They work and they go hunting and fishing.
And they're just never home.
Mm-hmm.
They don't help with anything.
Nope.
I know a guy like that, and his wife went out and committed adultery on him. You know,
big shocker there.
You know, now it's easy for everybody to point at her and say, oh, she's the bad one, blah, 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 blah. But this moron
created an environment.
Created an environment where she just went in the arms of another man. How dumb are you? So I think
I'd have dressed up as a rifle.
Dressed up as a rifle.
So no, I think, you know, the fact that he reacted that harshly, I think this is a situation where you get family and friends. It should be an easy argument to make. See, that's the thing about some of these arguments that people send us. They're very complex, very layered, lots of owies, former relationships. Mm-hmm. 27 kids from 47 different guys. I mean, it's all, you know, but some things are so black and white obvious. From our viewpoint, dear, if everything you're saying is true, and I don't doubt that it is, although everybody tends to leave stuff out, this is an easy call. Anybody should be able to look at this and go, dude, what are you doing? You know, get family, friends. And, you know, it depends. Can you live like this? Can you live with this guy still doing this, you know? Do you think it's something that's just intolerable? What do you think, based on what she was saying?
All the other things are intolerable?
No, do you think this is a situation that's just intolerable that she's in?
No. Mm-mm, I don't think so.
All right.
There's probably a lot of history there with this retaliation kind of thing, is what I'm guessing.
Kind of
but this isn't
though,
the first time that one or both of them were doing. That's my guess. Now, she can email us and say that that's not true, but I'm guessing that it's sort of this tit-for-tat situation like what Ross says, based upon some of the other emails and other questions she has asked to the show, that this isn't just an isolated incident.
That's right, you're saying this isn't the first time.
Right, there's other questions, other things she has emailed in. I think that she's trying to figure out this butt-kicking woman thing and that there is some other, her retaliating to him and him retaliating to her and just some things that they have to work through.
This is a perfect, you know, thing when we always say this, you know, do this. This is the black and white approach. And then someone tries it. This is where you've always said, this doesn't mean all of a sudden start implementing everything we say. You got to figure this out. You got to get to the, you know, the root of who you are and right. why you're doing what you're doing versus just to, you know, beat the tar out of your husband or spouse because you're ticked off.
When you have a relationship like you and Leslie have, like Mark and Debbie have, it, and you try to do something like that, that's a whole nother matter yes. than when you have a challenging sort of relationship with a lot of history and a lot of other things. You don't just walk in and start trying to, yeah. you know, that's like even when women come to the Butt Kicking Woman Conference or watch that, Mark always says, don't just go out and do something willy-nilly because right. you have all of this history and past and the layer, like you said, layer upon layer of things. And it just doesn't work like, well, he stayed out and so you change the locks on the doors. No, no, no.
Right.
There's but a lot more to it.
But starting to implement this stuff in right. your home is still going to cause, you know, some, I would imagine, some arguments. It's not going to be taken lightly
mm-hmm.
as you begin to try to become that butt-kicking woman.
Right. Almost to the end. I don't know. Can we squeeze this one in?
This wait. Okay. If I can get this song.
Forget it. Oh, you've been busily searching Ross for something over there. This is the going fishing one?
Yeah. I just want to hear the whole context. It's hilarious. Brad Paisley, right? Yeah, Brad Paisley.
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home.
Isn't that terrible?
Yep.
Yeah. Right now.
And there are some guys that would do just that.
Sitting in the sun, I'm sure it'll hit me.
I'm sure it will hit him.
When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her.
Oh, oh looky there.
I've got a bite.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
But even this idiot is admitting this is gonna hit him at some point.
Yep.
So, you know. Anyway, man, him lashing out like that, obviously it's a big deal to him.
Yeah.
Just like this guy singing in the song.
Yeah.
I mean, this is literally, yeah. there are guys who are like this.
Yeah.
They would rather leave than quit fishing or but whatever.
That's what because it doesn't make sense that there would be nothing behind this and all of a sudden she would just do something and he would so react and take this. There has to be much more.
See, that's why I say he is going to come back though and he is going to become looking for something.
Yeah.
And there's a little
bit of, I mean, it's just what Diane is saying is based on other emails and whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff going on in this relationship.
Yes.
We can't help, I don't think, but basically what she said, we're not your answer, dear. The short answer for you is we're not your answer.
Right.
Yeah. Don't look to us for your answer.
It's your pastor.
You need to get some friends, some pastors, family, whatever, and get together and say, hey, help us to get this right. All right, God bless you guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye, bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.